So Florida's going to start teaching kindergarteners about the dangers and evils of communism. Can kindergarteners even say communism? Can they even say their ABCs yet? Why do I feel like in kindergarten you want to teach kids things that don't scare them, that aren't meant to scare them? You're going to have kids going home crying to their parents, terrified of the Red Scare. Kids going home in a Red Scare. Kids are going to be calling each other commies on the playground.
He called me a commie.
You don't have to worry about forms of government when you're in kindergarten. I think that's one of the benefits of being in kindergarten. You don't have to worry about that stuff. Communism is definitely a grown-up problem. It's grown-up people problems. Shouldn't rule number one for teaching kindergarten be don't scare the children? It seems basic. Kids are going to be calling their parents, asking to call their parents to pick them up. In kindergarten, you're supposed to be learning pigs go oink oink, not about the Bay of Pigs invasion. In kindergarten, you're supposed to be singing Old MacDonald Had a Farm, not learning that the farm was a commune and nobody was paid fairly. I was taught about communism and other forms of government in middle school when your brain can fucking comprehend anything beyond there being a president. In kindergarten, you should learn the president is so-and-so. And that's just about it. I don't even think you're saying the Pledge of Allegiance at that age because kindergartners can't remember shit. A kindergartner doesn't even know how to spell their own name. There's barely even any point in teaching kindergartners anything because they can't remember it. Their brain is like not a sponge. It's like a marble. It's an umbrella. Everything just rolls off of it. They have a smooth brain. It's a smooth kindergarten brain. Kindergarten brains haven't developed their folds and wrinkles yet. The brain worm things. Those wormy looking things that brains have. They haven't developed their worms yet. The brain worms. You learn about communism in school when you have a group project and you're the only one doing any of the work. That's one way at least. Group projects. Like, why did we all get an A if I was the only one that did any of the work? Maybe I should have gotten an A and they should have all gotten Fs. You fucking commie. Kindergarteners don't need to learn about any kind of isms. Isms are too complex for a kindergarten mind. It's too big a word. Ism itself is fucking difficult enough to say. What else is going on? Disneyland is expanding. Ron DeSantis would hate that news. Next, Ron DeSantis is going to be teaching the dangers and evils of Disney. They are expanding Disneyland as if it wasn't already big enough with a $2.5 billion plan. As if your feet don't get sore enough walking in a day at Disneyland across that godforsaken barren landscape of a park. That fucking dystopian landscape sweating through your fucking New Balance. fucking getting boot kisses, getting blisters all up and down your heels. That's the Disneyland. That's Disneyland I know. Disneyland I remember. They don't need to make, they shouldn't make Disneyland bigger. They need to make it smaller. That's what they need. They need to make everything more easy to get to. Maybe they could just get rid of the Futureland or whatever. They got all these different parks and bullshit. There are already so many different parks. They're going to make this shit even bigger. This half of California is going to be fucking Disneyland. And you're not going to be able to walk by the time you leave the park after a day there. You're going to be fucking crippled by your trip to the happiest place on earth. More like the most excruciating place to get blisters ever. Place on earth. The best place on earth to get blisters all over your heels. Anaheim needs the business though, I guess. Because there's fucking nothing else going on in Anaheim, California. Except for like the Angels baseball team. That's why they already have Disneyland though. They don't need $2.5 billion more dollars of Disneyland. Just hire more people at the normal Disneyland. Hire more fucking mascot characters. Have there be fucking 100 more Mickey Mouses running around the sewer or whatever. Below the park. They're Hamas tunnels below the park. They're terror tunnels. Shout out to episode, whatever episode that was. Maybe Hamas holes. Mickey Mouse is fucking burrowing. They need a couple more Mickey Mice burrowing underground and popping up to take pictures with people all over the park. They don't need a bigger park. Let's consolidate. You can go to Disneyland and never see fucking Mickey Mouse the whole time and you feel like you missed out on the whole shebang. The whole mouse part. It's the whole thing. The mouse is the whole thing. Why does one go to Disneyland if not to see the mouse? It's the mouse's house. The whole park is the mouse's house. Why does a mouse need such a big house? He's a little mouse. A Mickey Mouse. You ever read the book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie? This is exactly that. He gets greedy. The mouse gets greedy and he keeps eating more cookies and then asking for different kinds of extravagant desserts. And you're like, what the fuck, mouse? Why can't you just be grateful for the amusement park that you have that's already fucking huge? And my feet, not to mention, are fucking sore and blistered. In the blistering sun. Amusement park my ass. I'm not amused. I'm tortured. I'm miserable. There are two kinds of people. People who like Disneyland and people who don't like Disneyland. You can kind of figure out who I am. I do have fond memories at Disneyland. I like certain parts of Disneyland. Certain rides, I guess, on Disneyland. Certain Disney movies hold a special soft place in my heart, I admit. But at the end of the day, especially at the end of the day at Disneyland, fuck Disneyland. And Disney World. And Walt Disney. Fuck it. His racist ass. Fucking expansion. Let's burn it down. Let's demolish that shit. Demolish the mouse tunnels. Blow them up. Flood them with fucking seawater. I'd go fucking IDF on that shit. That mouse house. Fuck that mouse and his house. His fucking multi-billion dollar amusement park house. What else happened this week? The U.S. House condemned the chant, finally, From the River to the Sea. I told you so. What else can I say? I fucking told you so. They finally condemned it. I mean, obviously it's anti-Semitic to say from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free of Jews. What they fucking mean. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be anything other than Israel. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be the state of Israel. That's how you finish that sentence. And not be anti-Semitic to the one Jewish state in the whole fucking world. Maybe if you didn't believe me, you'll believe the U.S. House resolution. What the fuck? What can I say? I'll tell you what you can't say. From the rivers of the sea. Don't fucking say it. How are they going to fucking enforce this shit, though? Everyone's fucking still demonstrating, rioting, whatever the fuck. Setting themselves on fire. Setting other people on fire. Setting the world on fire. We don't all need to die, you guys. We can try to live if you want and survive in peace. Maybe if Hamas would release the fucking hostages, which nobody ever even talked about and really still aren't. How about from the river to the sea, the hostages will be free. All right, you guys, thanks for listening. Peace.